All right. First of all, I wanted to say, hey, we got a good number of people here today. I'm surprised. I figured we have less because of FanFest going on, but a lot of you showed up. I wanted to say congrats and condolences to Toaster Jane and Nemas for showing a dangerous amount of competency and getting promoted. That's always always a concern. If you're very competent, you might get promoted against your will into doing space work. So welcome to
pretty
you
sure
too.
Pretty sure the Iliad was after the fireside last week.
Do we do that's another? True. Sticks? I guess that was the fireside. So we have three competency promotions within a period of a week. That's a lot of people showing competency at doing space work. All right, so don't actually have a ton to talk about. We had FanFest going on. I think some of us were like, whoa, there's going to be something groundbreaking because they're shutting down CC. And I think we could all agree that that probably was not nearly as groundbreaking as we thought it would be. Zarzak is looking... It's looking like a thing. I don't think it's going to be of any particular interest to us. Maybe you individually be interested in doing it, but from an alliance level, it's not anything we're looking at. There is like a transport thing that we may use it for. I think everyone's probably looking at that from a null perspective, but as of right now, it's not something that I don't think anyone is particularly super hyped for. The Angel Titan is cool. I think we'll probably see some of those being undocked eventually, but. And then obviously some people are saying that they talked about changing NullSec in the Conquest area. That'll probably be something that'll take a while. I don't know if that'll even be before the next FanFest. We'll see. But we did see the results for the CSM. I'm happy with them. Kaz, are you here? You want to talk about them for a bit?
If I can find all the mute buttons. Hello, everyone.
There you go.
Thank you all for coming out. We had what I felt like was great turnout. A lot of things have changed in spite of the composition of the CSM is dramatically different and really different from what a lot of people predicted. We saw many, many more candidates selected who are not directly associated with NullSec. We also saw apparently greatly increased turnout within Horde specifically, seemingly at the cost of a better turnout from the other PanFam alliances. And they didn't actually put any more candidates on. PanFam is still at two candidates with these results, so I feel like we sort of dodged a bullet. They're obviously doing well, but we have seen great success. We got Angry Mustache and myself on. Darkshines got on from Innit. We were also happy to have some of our overflow go to Mark Resurrected, who is a co-host of TMS. That was actually something where I realized pretty late into the cycle that we could not afford to lose him, and that there was a great deal of risk, and that was sort of validated by the int turnout everywhere. The overall turnout was 47K, and that really came from a ton of different people. It was all over the map, especially people who are not traditional voters in smaller groups, whether that's HiSec, Pocvin, Wormhole, LowSec, really all over the place. So I thought that was super interesting. I look forward to working with a lot of the newer folks. I think there's seven now total new. Someone pointed out that of the ballot that we endorsed, 6 out of the 10 ended up making it on, as well as Darkshines was not on our ballot. So we feel really pretty good about everything. That is where we are. Happy to take questions. Really interesting to get a census of.
So if anyone has a question, you can throw it there in Elysium, and then I'll just talk about that. So yeah, we got 6 on, and then we didn't put Shines on our ballot because we knew he was a guaranteed election. So we basically got 7 of 10 of the people that we endorsed, which I think is it's a pretty good showing, especially considering the voter turnout was up about, 40% or something like that. It was an absolute, it was quite a bit more voter, which is interesting as well. They did it at a slightly different time this year than last year. That may have some of it, but I think that shows that there's probably an uptick in. I think it speaks to how well the CSM did last year that people think it matters. I think before last year, there was a lot of disillusionment as to why and what this was meant to do. And I think that is largely based on our guys have turned the CSM into something useful and valuable, and in a way that almost worked against us. But we ended up getting, like I said, 7 of 10 of the people that we think will be good on there. So it worked out pretty well, actually. DJ Khaled, suffering from a success meme right here. But it's a credit to our guys that they have done such a good job on the CSM and turned it into something valuable that it's now clearly something that other people want to vote for.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome, Cass. Did you see anything you want to address?
Let me look.
You were listening to me complimenting you and not actually doing what you're supposed to do, which
obviously,
was
obviously, you got me really distracted. Yeah,
sorry. That's
you caught him off guard. He's not used to compliments from your direction.
I was also distracted by the PI discussions trolling, right? But there aren't any actual like mega questions. I was interested. He picked the 19th and 20th out of really the last place of the ones they were eligible to pick by their own rules. So that'll be interesting. I look forward to working with both of those two. If they have bad ideas, we'll tell them that they're bad and stop them from trying to make bad things happen. But I, like I said, I all of the new deep, I think, have potential, right? And is much different than a motivated hostile, right? I have said to a number of people at this point, the way I score this is in hostile CSM golf, and the number is actually pretty low of the people that we would suspect of possibly, you know, being a partisan problem.
So Kaz are angry. The CSM is just a junior game designer, right? You gotta just walk in there and tell CCP what to do and how to design the game. That's how it works, right?
Unfortunately, we mostly spend time answering, you know, questions, doing constituents, and trying to like deal with problems that people highlight to us. That's a great majority of the job, and or giving feedback on what CCP thinks we should give feedback on, which has, you know, for better and for worse, right? But no, we don't really have, you know, we're not sitting here with the opportunity to actually, you know, design an expansion. It's not like that at all. They have an arc of stuff that they're pursuing. It has always been that way. And we do get to give some feedback, and they have gotten a lot better about putting stuff in front of us to, you know, before it happens. But nevertheless, there's plenty of stuff that either has come out or looks like it might come out where we are not happy with some of the major stuff. And that will also continue to be the case, right?
And that's probably because them putting more stuff in front of you is probably because of the increased trust they have in the CSM being useful and do a good job, wouldn't you say?
We have a really pretty good relationship with them compared to what I have heard about this job. Like I said in the thread, it's still hell because so many times we have not been happy with where things have gone, and they have made still decisions that we don't love for whatever reason or think are quite dangerous. But in comparison to you know, previous ages, things seem pretty good.
So the CSM is more like a annual, highly regarded focus than baby game designers.
Correct.
Okay. That's what I thought too. Atrium was talking about the shit that's going to be on the PC. I'm pretty excited about that. I was disappointed with Dust being on the PS3 for so long. So I've seen some negativity about it. I'm not negative about it at all. I think it's going to be, well, I don't know what it'll be, but it has the chance to be super cool. I'm very excited about that. And then someone said that there's like a theoretical, like if you win a battle in it, you might get PI on a planet. I was like, oh, please. Like, that'd be the greatest thing ever. If I could get PI by shooting you guys, I would love to do that. All right. And new competent director Sticks, who wanted to talk about Six and Squad. He's been here for a week and he's already ready to yell at you guys or something. So Sticks, what do you got to say?
No, I just want to help everybody have some fun. So the big thing with Sigs and Squads is the alliance is massive. So we obviously can't cater to everyone and all the things they want to do. So we have all these little groups that do tons of different stuff in game. So we have Totality Squad, who is making absolute bank in Pochva. You can shoot the rats and make a bunch of money. You can go mining there, which Totality Squad is working on to facilitate with. If you just want to go there and shoot some rocks, you can do that easily. The mining in Pochvin were broken, so if you want to go mining and shoot rocks and make a bunch of money, they have spod there. So if you guys miss your spod, you can go to Pochvin and go get spod. We have, you know, Locust and Beehive and Incursion Squad and Faction Bees and all these groups that make money doing, that's half a dozen different activities. So if you guys don't want to sit here and spin Ishtars all day, there's tons of stuff you can do. We have lots of PvP groups. So there's Ran Squad, who was doing low sec stuff. There's Genesis Squad in Wormholes. There's Asshole Squad, which I included a picture of Weasel from FanFest. So if you're an Aussie or you know an Aussie or someone in that time zone, looks like they probably want to go on a fleet with that guy, which that looks super fun. And I would totally do that. So you can go join them. I know the AUTZ guys are super fun. That's a great environment. There's Bomberwaffe, so fly bomber and want to like actually launch bombs at big fleets during big fleet fights. Like, go there and you can learn to do that. Or if you want to FC bombers, I know Ranger wants bomber FC. It's super easy to learn. Like, if you undock 7 bombers, that's all you need for a bomber wing. And if you whelp 7 bombers, everybody's going to laugh at you and call you a shitter. No, I'm just kidding. They're not going to care because you're learning. So if you want to learn how to be a bomber. Go talk to Ranger. That's Mr. Ranger, not Ranger Gamma. We have two Rangers who are in leadership roles, so it's confusing. But that's Mr. Ranger and Bomber Moth. You can do stuff for the Alliance. There's Scouts. There's the Ministry of Truth. There's GSOL, so you can go be a space trucker. And then we also have social group. There's where did my links go? There's Siren Sword. So if you're a woman that plays the game, and in Eve, that might be hard to find. So we have a group of women if you want to go and interact with that. We have French Swarm, which is for our French guys, and they told me that I would get a very nice baguette if I hyped them up on the fireside. So we have Abla GSF, who is trying to start up again. So if you're Hispanic and want to go do some fleets with some other Hispanic people, there you go, easy. And that's it. Something I'd like to do moving forward on the fireside is talking about a different SIG, maybe every week, every other week, once a month, and just typing them up and talking about them. But if I included them on this list, it's because there are groups who are actively doing things that benefit both the Alliance, and you can go make money and you can go have fun and be active in the game.
All right. Thanks, dude. Welcome aboard. Rest in peace for showing competence. Okay. So I think that's about all this week. I'm not going to do any question. The Hurricanes are playing in a minute here. They're about to kick off. So thank you all for showing up, and I will see you all next week.
Your house again?
Yeah, it's a team name, not an actual hurricane. Thanks, Ranger. Which Ranger are you again?
Oh, that's just cold, man.
Yeah, it's painful, I know. All right, see y'all later. Bye.